Blizzard blast, deadline day. I'm Michael Toscano. Hurricane force winds, snow and blizzards already beginning to affect tens of millions of Americans in the West and Midwest. Millions more expecting record-breaking snow in the upper Midwest. Parts of Utah, Nevada, western Wyoming, Idaho, and California with wind gusts reaching hurricane force today. In Colorado, Nebraska, the Dakotas, Iowa, Wyoming, and Kansas under blizzard warnings through tonight, according to meteorologist Pedram Jabahari.
The perspective across this region, significant snowfall for an extended period. And of course, the interstate is going to be severely impacted by the system. And the band of activity here shifts off towards portions of the upper Midwest as we go in from Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Minneapolis could see one of its snowiest days for the month of April on record.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears heading toward re-election as close to complete unofficial results show him ahead of his main competitor and more able to form a coalition government in parliament. Oren Lieberman reports from Jerusalem Netanyahu's vote total may grow.
Crucially, not all of the votes are in at this point. There are a couple of hundred thousand votes, soldiers' votes, diplomats' votes that are counted over the next couple of days, and those could swing this potentially even more in Netanyahu's favor.
Attorney General William Barr returns to Capitol Hill for a second time in 2 days today. He'll appear before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee, with Democrats there expected to focus less on appropriations and more on the Mueller report, as was the case yesterday on the House side. It's also deadline day for the IRS to hand some of President Trump's tax records to a House committee, but correspondent Lauren Fox says nobody's expecting to see any deliveries.
House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal requested 6 years of records from the IRS by today. Democrats anticipating a protracted stalemate as they wait for the agency to hand over the president's tax returns.
Magic Johnson quit last night as the LA Lakers president of basketball operations says he wants his old life back. Stock futures on the rise this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855- 844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Is it domestic terror? Investigators would like to know if fires at three black churches in Louisiana, which may be the result of arson, are connected. More from correspondent John Lawrence.
The first church fire in Louisiana was reported on March 26th at St. Mary Baptist Church. Less than a week later, a second historically black church in the same area also fell victim to flames.
And then 2 days later, the third occurred. And so it leads me to think that we're maybe being targeted, yes.
Some pastors in nearby areas are sleeping inside their churches, hoping to prevent additional fires. The investigation is ongoing, and right now there are few leads, although some officials are calling the blazes suspicious. Bryce McCracken is with the ATF.
At this point, we're still just in the middle of an ongoing investigation and still working through the fire scenes at this time.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Sunny and warmer today, patchy fog tonight. I'm Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. My complete forecast is coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5. Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. You made it halfway through the week. It's a Wednesday, and Dr. Bill has a nice one shaping up for us. More details in his forecast coming up right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. They've got an accident off the airport at Repole Road. It's going to be without injury. State troopers on the scene of one in Baldwin County. County Road 64, just east of 181, moving out into a parking lot. Traffic flow looks good so far as you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile has a great summer special. You get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to a host bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight clear with patchy fog developing after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly with our headlines in just 1 second. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Well, introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider. With over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. All right, 7:08, and your chance this morning to win tickets to Jim Gaffigan and the Quality Time Tour. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster.com, the Wharf box office. Show's coming up May 11th at the Wharf Amphitheater. Sometime between now and 9, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets. Also coming up today, programming note, Midday Mobile, live from the USS Alabama, up on the Fantail.
First time ever.
Yes, first time ever. Very cool stuff. We'll be doing the show there. We'll talk more about that coming up. Plus, Jeff Poor joins us a little bit after 8 o'clock. Lots to talk about out of Washington and Montgomery, and we'll do some of that right now. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Montgomery this morning as Governor Kay Ivey's press secretary steps down from his post as he is running for a Montgomery seat in the Alabama House of Representatives. Daniel Sparkman has tossed his hat into the ring as one of six qualifiers for a Republican nomination for the special election in House District 74. That election being held as a result of the untimely death of Representative Dimitri Palizos. The deadline to qualify with the parties was Tuesday. Tuesday. The primary is June 11th. Rafer Mack was the only Democrat to qualify. Sparkman is expected to hold a press conference later today. In your health news this morning, the measles outbreak, yes, it's happening in multiple states nationwide. Thankfully, though, no cases of measles have been reported in the state of Alabama in the last 12 months. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health and data that they're continually tracking, and the CDC, both confirm that 92% of Alabama kindergartners had all required vaccinations for the 2017-2018 school year. 0.1% had filed for exemptions. State law requires children to be up to date on their vaccinations prior to attending school, and adolescents and college students must also be up to date on their MMR, that's measles, mumps, and rubella immunizations. You can file for vaccine exemptions based on religious or medical reasons. CDC figures show that 71.2% of children that age in Alabama had received the recommended doses vaccines, including MMR, in 2018. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Northwest Florida man calls deputies to say he's being harassed on Facebook and ends up being arrested for sexual assault. Deputies say 36-year-old Dean Matthews was working as a repairman in a woman's home in January when he allegedly assaulted her. A photo of him went viral online.
My detective said, "Woohoo, I'll come take the report." And they came out to his house and they arrested him.
Mobile's fire chief is reaching out to Houston firefighters as massive layoffs loom in the biggest city in Texas. Houston voters approved a pay raise for firefighters last year, but the city's mayor claims they have to lay off staff to pay for it. The first round of layoffs went out last week. This week, Mobile Fire Chief Mark Seeley posted an appeal on Facebook asking for Houston firefighters to apply in the port city. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is pushing for lawmakers to pass a bill that would reform the state parole board. The bill would require a violent offender to serve 85% of their sentence before being eligible for parole. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
When you need roofing service, you need Mobile Roofing. Complying with Alabama's new roofing law, their licensed roofing professionals have the correct licensing and can certify your roof material warranty. It pays to hire a professional in this climate, one of the rainiest and windiest cities in the U.S. Call Mobile Roofing for any residential or commercial roofing or estimate. Check for credential, license, and insurance from your roofing professional because you need and want it done right the first time. Roofing you can count on. Mobile Roofing and Construction. It's in the name. 251-888-0301.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Magic Johnson makes a surprise announcement. Auburn's Jared Harper will test the NBA waters, and the Braves win again in Colorado. 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Auburn Tigers junior point guard Jared Harper announced yesterday that he plans to leave school early and enter the NBA draft. Harper ranks fifth in Auburn history in career assists, and he averaged 15.5 points a game this season, helping lead the Tigers to a first-ever Final Four appearance. In his announcement yesterday, Harper said that he plans to leave after the spring semester and will hire an agent to help guide him through the draft process. Under a new rule in college basketball, players are allowed to hire an agent and test the NBA draft waters to see how high they may go in the draft, but they are allowed to rejoin their college team if they withdraw before the draft. Tennessee Vols two-time SEC Player of the Year Grant Williams also announced yesterday that he plans to enter the NBA draft this season. Williams hasn't ruled out the possibility of returning for his senior season. And Kentucky sophomore P.J. Washington also declared for the draft. Washington currently a projected top 20 pick. As the NBA enters the final day of the regular season today, some shocking news last night as Los Angeles Lakers team president Magic Johnson abruptly announced that he is stepping down from his position in the organization. Johnson announced the news in an impromptu press conference without telling team owner Jeannie Buss or anyone in the organization of his decision.
I got a great life. I was like, damn, I got a great life outside of this. What am I doing? You know, I got a beautiful life. So I'm going to go back to that beautiful life.
This year in Magic's second year at the helm, the Lakers went 37-45 with future Hall of Famer LeBron James now on the squad. The Lakers thanked Johnson in a statement, saying in part, "There is no greater Los Angeles Laker than Irvin Johnson. He will always be not only a Lakers icon, but our family." On the court last night, Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki were honored by their home crowds, as both have announced that they will retire following the season. Wade scored 30 points in a 122-99 Miami Heat season finale win over Philadelphia. The Heat were eliminated from the playoffs, with the Detroit Pistons defeating Memphis 100-93. Here's Wade after the game.
It's going to take some getting used to, you know, tuning in, watching this organization, watching my teammates play out here, and I'm not there. It's definitely going to take me a while to get used to it.
Nowitzki scored a season-high 30 points in what's likely his final home game as a Dallas Maverick. Dallas defeated Phoenix 120-109. They'll finish their season tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. In other games, Golden State beat New Orleans 112-103, marking the end of the Anthony Davis era in New Orleans. Davis did not play for the Pelicans last night and will likely be traded this offseason. Oklahoma City edged out Houston 112-111. Boston beat Washington 116-110. And Charlotte crushed Cleveland 124-97. In the majors last night, Max Fried had another great night on the mound for Atlanta in a 7-1 Braves win over Colorado. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his fourth home run of the season, and Dansby Swanson also homered in the win. Washington beat Philadelphia 10-6 in extra innings off a 3-run, 10th-inning home run from Juan Soto. Philly's Bryce Harper also had a 3-run homer in the loss. St. Louis shut out the LA Dodgers 4-0. Cincinnati shut down Miami 14-0 to end a 5-game losing streak. The Reds hit 5 home runs in the blowout win. Tampa Bay beat the White Sox 10-5. Jose Altuve hit his 100th career home run, and the Houston Astros defeated the Yankees 6-3. Toronto beat Boston 7-5, dropping the defending World Series champions to 3-9 this season. The Angels beat the Brewers 11-8. Twins beat the Mets 14-8, and Arizona topped Texas 5-4. It's 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, Tent, from the text line, this is, it says it's national, good morning, it's National Siblings Day. Do you and or Sean, I guess talking to you, Dalton and or Sean, have any siblings? If so, what kind of relationship do you have with them?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll talk about this. Coming up in just a couple minutes. Also, we'll get Dr. Bill on with our work week weather and a look forward to the weekend. That's coming up all straight ahead right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Tax deadline day can vary year to year. Taxpayers had 2 extra days to file last year, but this year, the tax deadline is back to April 15th for most Americans. But if you live in Massachusetts or Maine, thanks to Patriot's Day, you have until April 17th to file. Of course, if you still need more time, you can request an extension until October via the IRS website, but you still have to pay any money you owe the government by the April deadline. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight clear with patchy fog developing after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 3rd, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Good morning for the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. We do have one accident off the airport and Repole Road. They're moving out of the roadway. It's been a good start so far off the interstate from Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Dolphin in 65. No new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. And no delays across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc. Home with a $10 transfer fee. It's 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow. With military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. Thank you for your service from StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5. As if I need to tell you, gas prices are on the rise. You've filled up lately. I imagine you've noticed. Drivers in the West Coast, Rockies, Great Lakes, and central regions of the U.S. are feeling the pinch the most. All of us back here east of the Mississippi are seeing more moderate increases, but still increases. National gas price average increased 5 cents to $2.74 a gallon this week and is 8 cents more than the same time last year, according to data from AAA. The rate is 28 cents higher versus just a month ago. We hear this every year. Refinery maintenance, both planned and unexpected, is largely to blame. Remember, they always tell us they're doing the summer blends and all that, and which is a real thing. And during that, there's at least less supply. I don't know if they make it that way, mm-hmm. or it could be, but they say less supply. Overall, refinery utilization here in the U.S. is 86% compared with 93% a year ago. USA Today reporting California, Arizona, and Alaska experienced the highest week-over-week increases at 18 cents, 15 cents, and 14 cents, respectively. Cheapest gas is concentrated here in the Deep South. Mississippi, $2.44 a gallon. Alabama and Arkansas, $2.44 a gallon. And Louisiana at $2.45 a gallon. What does that mean right here? In Mobile and Baldwin counties. Well, looking around here, let's see, for if you're getting gas for under $2.37 or $2.38 a gallon, you're getting a good deal in Mobile County. And it's if you're getting gas for less than like $2.46 a gallon in Baldwin County, you're getting a good deal. So there you go. 7:23, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you are excited to welcome the new Mobile River Bridge, or maybe have questions about future construction, you are invited to a number of key meetings happening next month, so mark your calendar. The first meeting for the Alabama Department of Transportation and the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway Group will be May 7th in Spanish Fort at the Spanish Fort Community Center. The second meeting is scheduled for May 9th at the Mobile Civic Center. Both meetings are scheduled to last from 4:30 until 8 p.m., Now, the goal is to update residents on the progress of the project and future plans ahead. While many states are focusing on going green and recycling, the state of Alabama is working to make it easier for you to use plastic bags, styrofoam, and containers. A legislative committee has advanced legislation in Montgomery to prohibit Alabama cities from banning plastic grocery bags. The bill by Republican Senator Steve Livingston of Scottsboro would prohibit local governments from banning the use of plastic bags, foam cups, and other single-use bags and containers. It would also prohibit local governments from charging a fee for use of the single-use containers and keeps uniformity, he says, across the state. Tammy Harrington, the executive director of Conservation Alabama, says that she thinks residents should make that call within their own local communities and that the bill, quote, cut and paste legislation pushed by an outside group. The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee voted 9-2 on Tuesday to send that bill to the Senate floor. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. A lot of questions about this Senate bill to restrict municipalities from restricting plastic bags. At the same time, too, the cut and paste legislation. Big report out with USA Today, but they did it with the Arizona Republic and a couple other news groups in this country. The cut and paste system. They looked at bills across the nation that showed up in the legislative bodies of all 50 states, and they overlaid it using a computer and saw how many of these were almost exactly the same, if not exactly the same. So think tanks and special interest groups were producing these bills, sending them to members of state legislatures, which were then bringing them to the floor of their respective houses and senates as their own bill. Y'all, the story is huge. We've been trying to get the reporters on from USA Today to talk more about it. I'll put a link up on Twitter so you can check it out.
You know, it reminds me of when you see a bunch of politicians and sometimes media journalists, whoever it might be, and they all tweet the exact same response to something that the president does or something that some national person does that makes news. And word for word, sometimes it will be the exact same response. Mm-hmm. You'll see it from like Hillary Clinton and people that are in lower in the Democrat party. It's just and it's infuriating to me.
Yes, you can have your own opinion that might line up with somebody else, but do it your own way. But these cut and paste bills, this is something we'll get into coming up. All right, had that text about it being National Siblings Day, and yeah, it is. National Siblings Day is today, and the texter had asked if we had any siblings. Do you or Sean have any siblings? If so, what kind of relationship do you have with them? So, you, D, first up.
Yeah, I got a little brother, I think 2 years younger than I am, and best buddies through our whole childhood. And he's a better version than me. See, I was an offensive lineman.
Right.
He was the quarterback. I played on the basketball team for a little while, and then he came in and started at point guard and scored a bunch of points. And then he went on to the Air Force Academy, and now he is stationed in Laughlin, Texas, training pilots in T-6 trainer.
He's a fighter pilot.
Yeah, he's a fighter pilot. And he'll probably be, in the next couple years, they'll give him another, they'll tell him where to go then, and he'll probably be flying fighter pilots for the next 10 years or so.
It's so very cool. He's cool kid. Cool kid.
Like he's awesome.
I am weird. I'm very lucky. Got a lot of siblings for being an only child. That's kind of a weird thing. I have a lot of siblings for being an only child. So I have two stepbrothers and a stepsister. My two stepbrothers are here. My stepsister is in Springfield, Missouri. And then I have two half-sisters. One of my half-sisters, who's been on the show in the past, she came on when you were getting ready to do some modeling for the, Ronald McDonald.
Gave me some tips.
Yes. She is a Broadway choreographer, which people, when I say it, people are like, no, really? Yeah, so my sister is a Broadway choreographer, lives in Manhattan. All the trappings of that, that's what she does. And she teaches tap dancing around the country, travels to places, does. I've gone into her events before. There'll be 500 people there, and she's up with the ear mic, the headset mic thing, teaching these classes. And my baby sister, they're both baby sisters, one's 3 years younger, one's 6 years younger. Baby sister is a child psychologist in Miami, Florida, and a woman who finished her PhD before she reached 30 years old.
Wow.
Woman that went to, and I have actually have a stepbrother that went to SMU and a sister, and they are not blood related at all, and they both went to SMU, 20 years difference in time. Little sister finished SMU in 3 years.
Man, I bet.
Then finished her, she was a PhD before she was 30.
Conversations around the dinner table at holidays at your place, man.
You got to be stepping, or you're going to be left in the dust.
Seriously.
So that's a National Siblings Day. So yeah, for an only child, I'm lucky. I've got two stepbrothers, a stepsister, and two half-sisters. So that's good. Happy National Siblings Day. Make sure to call your siblings today.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Lawmakers in Montgomery will get their first look at a bill that would require developers to consider impacts to schools when planning housing developments. It's of particular interest to fast-growing counties like Baldwin County. State Senator Chris Elliott.
Dial the school system in on what's coming early on in the process so that they can better plan to make sure that we have the capacity we need for the students that are inevitably going to come from the development.
Police are looking for the gunman in a shooting that happened Tuesday on Raven Drive in Mobile. A man was shot several times and rushed to the hospital with injuries we're told are not life-threatening. Gas prices are up across the Gulf Coast. Since the first of the year, the price of regular unleaded is up 55 cents. According to GasBuddy.com, gas is $2.43 a gallon in Mobile, $2.65 a gallon in Pensacola. And Yahoo is ready to pay more than $117 million to settle a lawsuit over massive data breaches. The proposed settlement was announced Tuesday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Attorney General Barr returns to Capitol Hill for testimony. Second time in 2 days. Correspondent Sunland Serfati is following details.
Today's hearing, again, is supposed to be about the DOJ's budget. It will be dominated by questions about the Mueller report as Washington braces for the redacted version to be released in the next week.
Close to complete, but unofficial results indicate Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to a fifth term. An aide to Palestinian President Abbas says the outcome raises Palestinian fears about an Israeli annexation of parts of the occupied West Bank. Prime Minister Theresa May is off to Brussels to ask for a delay to Britain's departure from the European Union. EU leaders want to know she has a plan to break the UK's political impasse. Talks between the government and its political opponents over a compromise have yet to bear fruit. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. The European Union will grant Prime Minister Theresa May a second delay to Brexit at an emergency summit today, but the bloc's leaders are likely to demand she accepts a longer extension with conditions. May flew to Berlin and Paris on the eve of the summit yesterday to ask Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron to allow her to put off the departure date to June 30th from April 12th. But in Brussels, EU officials say a delay until the end of the year or until March 2020. Is shaping up to be the most likely option. Delta's newest plane is experiencing some growing pains. Delta says the Airbus A220, which entered service to great fanfare earlier this year, has been lagging a bit in terms of efficiency. For example, the plane takes a bit longer to fuel than other planes, which can lengthen the time a plane stays on the ground between flights. Delta says it's working with Airbus and Pratt & Whitney, which manufactures the plane's engine, to work out the kinks. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschrodt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Pretty blue skies out there this morning, a little different than the last few mornings.
Yeah, we've got a nice day ahead of us with plenty of sunshine, and going to be a warm day with all the sunshine. We can look for the mercury to climb up to around 85 this afternoon. That happens, that will be the warmest day so far this season. And tonight it'll be clear, but late in the afternoon we'll see the wind shift around from a light north to a light south wind, and that little bit of an increase in moisture will result in some fog after midnight tonight. Low tonight about 62 degrees, and then a nice day tomorrow, mostly sunny and up to around at least 82 tomorrow afternoon. Now, Friday and the weekend's a different story. On Friday, looks like a mostly cloudy day, and there's a slight chance of a shower Friday afternoon. We expect a cold front to move into Mississippi on Friday, and it's going to stall. But it will create a few showers in our area. And also on Saturday will be cloudy with a chance of some scattered showers and a high in the upper 70s. Also on Saturday, another storm system will develop over the southern portion of Texas, and it's going to track up into Tennessee by Saturday night and Sunday morning. And Saturday night, we can expect showers and thunderstorms in our area, and those showers and thunderstorms will be off and on through the night and into the Sunday morning hours. On Sunday, a cold front will move in, most likely around midday, preceded by showers and thunderstorms, and the high temperatures for Saturday, upper 70s, Sunday in the mid-70s. And that front moves in on Sunday. We can look for some dry weather for Monday and Tuesday. Also, with the shower and thunderstorm activity Saturday night and Sunday morning, there's a possibility we could see a few severe thunderstorms, the strong gusty winds. Severe weather will also occur upstate. In fact, a better chance for severe thunderstorms and the possibility of tornadoes across central Alabama. Again, that will be Saturday night and into Sunday morning.
Now, here at home, just thunderstorms, straight-line winds, you don't expect tornadic activity?
It looks like mainly straight-line winds for our area. And we'll see periods of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, and then most likely Sunday morning we'll see a line of showers and thunderstorms move in. And that will precede the cold front, which will come in midday and will start to clear off in the afternoon and evening. We'll get down to around 50 degrees for Sunday night into Monday morning. And then really beautiful day on Monday, sunny, low humidity around 75, and some good weather also for Tuesday.
All right, so people planning for the weekend, best chance to be outside is Saturday?
Best day Saturday with some scattered showers, mainly in the afternoon. And we'll be approaching 80 degrees, and it'll be somewhat humid. And but the drier air comes in late on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your exclusive forecast right here at FM Talk 106.5. And strike up the band here. Yes, more Jeopardy news. And I don't. This is not about Alex Trebek. I hope he is going to win against, I think he has pancreatic cancer,
yeah,
is that right?
Stage four, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Really, if anybody will beat it, it'll be Alex Trebek. But Jeopardy has a new winner, okay? Jeopardy contestant has set a new record now. James Holzhauer, 34-year-old professional sports gambler
That's
from
right.
Las Vegas, won last night's episode with a total of $110,914, breaking a record for single-day cash winnings, at least according to a press release from the folks over at Jeopardy. That number, Magic One Indeed, is extra special for Holzhauer. He said his daughter was born November 9th, 2014, which is 110914.
Amazing.
Which is exactly the winnings from last. There's no way.
Yeah. Well, that's I guess Final Jeopardy. He risked that much just to reach that number.
Wow. By the way, this is Holzhauer's fourth win in a row, and in total, he's collected $244,365 so far on the show. So there you go.
His stats. He's correctly answered 129 of his first 133 attempts.
Insane.
On the show.
Insane. So this guy is a professional gambler, sports gambler, and also knows everything else.
And I guess he missed how long, where do they kick the NFL extra point from? That was one of his misses.
And he's a professional.
And he's a professional sports gambler. But hey, we'll let it slide.
He knows everything else, so he's all right. All right, so congratulations to James Holzhauer. And wow, his winnings from yesterday equal his daughter's birthday. 740, coming right back. Traffic is next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet George Porter Jr. He and his band's colleague earned a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys recently. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
If the show is what's working, then George Porter Jr. is definitely working. George started playing bass in the 1960s with the New Orleans funk band The Meters. He's active today, working to still hone his voice, his music, and his band. Surprisingly, though, he doesn't consider himself a teacher. He simply brings 100% to every performance, and in so doing, he motivates everyone around him. He's famous, and he's humble. He's confident, and he's not arrogant. You'll learn, like I did, that he's a great guy. Listen to What's Working Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, start, you see heavier traffic where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect. Westbound I-10 traveling into downtown. We do stop an accident clearing without injuries at Wall Street and Hillcrest, but a good ride again. School zone's going to be busy the next few minutes, back it down to 20 miles an hour. The Red versus Blue South Alabama football spring game is this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Land People Stadium. Spring game's free and open to the public. You can get pictures and autographs down right on the field after the game. Call 4611-USA for more info. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
742 FM Talk 106.5. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A failed attempt to escape from the Stanton prison in Elmore leads to an inmate being shot. And while he did survive the shooting, he will most likely rethink making such an attempt based on where he was shot. 32-year-old Cedric Clayton scaled a razor-topped fence and was even able to get outside of the facility's security area when an officer who was in a guard tower ordered him to stop. Prison officials confirmed the inmate just kept running, and that's when the officer, armed with his shotgun, opened fire, hitting Clayton right in the behind. Clayton was captured later on prison property. He was treated for what's being called a minor wound at a local medical facility, and now he faces charges for the escape. Clayton already is serving 30 years for a 2016 murder conviction in Elmore County. It is day two of teenagers trying once again to outrun the police in a stolen vehicle. This latest incident happened on Tuesday. That's when a 14 and 15-year-old led police on a chase in downtown Mobile. Police spotted the stolen vehicle in the area of Government Street and Washington Avenue, and that's when the teens took off. Mobile Police Department spokesperson says, quote, he attempted to make a turn turn, he struck one of the trees, and when he did strike a tree, it actually did not disable the vehicle. He attempted to back away, but was unable to. The pursuit ended with a crash on Duval Street at Kellogg Street, and now the two teens in police custody. And if this headline sounds familiar, on Monday, four teenagers were arrested for stealing a vehicle as well, and they also now face charges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. Pro Tint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory installed tint fails, call Pro Tint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Northwest Florida man calls deputies to say he's being harassed on Facebook and ends up being arrested for sexual assault. Deputies say 36-year-old Dean Matthews was working as a repairman in a woman's home in January when he allegedly assaulted her. A photo of him went viral online.
My detective said, woohoo, I'll come take the report. And they came out to his house and they arrested him.
Mobile's fire chief is reaching out to Houston firefighters as massive layoffs loom in the biggest city in Texas. Houston voters approved a pay raise for firefighters last year, but the city's mayor claims they have to lay off staff to pay for it. The first round of layoffs went out last week. This week, Mobile Fire Chief Mark Seeley posted an appeal on Facebook asking for Houston firefighters to apply in the port city. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is pushing for lawmakers to pass a bill that would reform the state parole board. The bill would require a violent offender to serve 85% of their sentence before being eligible for parole. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Attention on deck, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us. Right, 746 FM Talk 106.5. Y'all say good morning and hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Good morning.
Good morning and hello.
Hey, I want to talk with you about this beautiful day, as Jimmy calls it, a drop top day. What about convertibles? What do you got?
I got two of them. I got a Mustang convertible and a Mazda Miata hardtop convertible. So they're both great vehicles, and they're right around $10,000. So what more can you ask for?
As we're talking about money, let's talk about financing with LCM. You've got some great deals and inventory there as well.
Absolutely. We actually added two more lenders to our portfolio, so we've got a great selection as always, credit unions, banks, finance companies, and local lenders. So we've got a program for just about everybody. As a matter of fact, one of the new lenders does first-time buyers.
Very good. Let's also talk about trucks quickly. What you got on the lot in trucks?
Excuse me, I just got a nice 2008 extended cab Z71 GMC Sierra. I mean, it is just really, really nice. It's got a 33 service histories on the Carfax, so you know somebody took real good care of it. Then we got an 09 Titan Crew Cab Pro 4X, which means it's a four-wheel drive. It's the equivalent of a Chevrolet Z71 with leather and a lot of different options.
All right, so whether we're talking about trunks or convertibles or anything in between, give us directions to check out the inventory.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM right now. Let's check some sports with Dalton.
All right, Sean. Magic Johnson makes a surprise announcement. Auburn's Jared Harper testing the NBA waters. And the Braves win again in Colorado. 7:48 now, time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Auburn Tigers junior point guard Jared Harper announced yesterday that he plans to leave school early and enter the NBA draft. Harper ranks fifth in Auburn history in career assists and averaged 15.5 points per game this season, helping to lead the Tigers to a first-ever Final Four appearance. In his announcement yesterday, Harper said that he plans to leave after the spring semester and will hire an agent to help guide him through the draft process. Under a new rule in college basketball, players are allowed to hire an agent and test the NBA draft waters to see how high they may go in the draft, but they are allowed to rejoin their college team if they withdraw before the draft. Tennessee Vols two-time SEC Player of the Year Grant Williams also announced yesterday that he plans to enter the draft. Williams has not ruled out the possibility of returning for his senior season. And Kentucky sophomore PJ Washington also declared for the 2019 draft. Washington currently a projected top 20 pick. As the NBA enters the final day of the regular season today, some shocking news last night as Los Angeles Lakers team president Magic Johnson abruptly announced that he is stepping down from his position in the organization. Johnson announced the news in an impromptu press conference without telling team owner Jeannie Buss or anyone in the organization of his decision.
I got a great life. I was like, damn, I got a great life outside of this. What am I doing? You know, I got a beautiful life. So I'm going to go back to that beautiful life.
This year in Magic's second year at the helm, the Lakers went 37-45 with future Hall of Famer LeBron James on the squad. The Lakers thanked Johnson in a statement, saying in part, "There is no greater Los Angeles Laker than Irvin Johnson. He will always be not only a Lakers icon, but our family." On the court last night, Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki were honored by their home crowds as both have announced that they will retire following the season. Wade scored 30 points in a 122-99 Miami Heat win over Philadelphia.
It's going to take some getting used to, you know, tuning in, watching this organization, watching my teammates play out here, and I'm not there. It's definitely going to take me a while to get used to it.
The Heat were eliminated from the playoffs with a Detroit Pistons win over Memphis. Nowitzki scored a season-high 30 points in what's likely his final home game as a Dallas Maverick. Dallas defeated Phoenix 120-109. They'll finish their season tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. And Golden State beat New Orleans 112-103, marking the end of the Anthony Davis era in New Orleans. Davis did not play for the Pelicans last night and will likely be traded this offseason. In the majors last night, Max Fried had another great night on the mound for Atlanta in a 7-1 Braves win over Colorado. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his fourth home run of the year. Dansby Swanson also homered in the win. Washington beat Philadelphia 10-6 in extra innings off a three-run 10th inning home run from Juan Soto. Phillies' Bryce Harper also had a three-run homer in the loss. St. Louis shut out the L.A. Dodgers 4-0. Cincinnati shut out Miami 14-0 to end a five-game losing streak. The Reds hit five home runs in the blowout win. Jose Altuve hit his 100th career home run, and the Houston Astros defeated the Yankees 6-3. Tampa Bay beat the White Sox 10-5, and Toronto beat Boston 7-5, dropping the defending World Series champions to 3-9 this season. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've had a great start so far. Hillcrest and Wall moving at accident out of the roadway. Airport, Cody, Schillinger Road, seeing heavier traffic there. Also off of Dolphin Street, the overpass, and westbound I-10 as you're traveling from the Bayway and the Causeway downtown towards the tunnel. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with patchy fog developing after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
At 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings Wednesday style. By the way, midday show coming up today at noon. Midday Mobile, noon to 1, and Scuttlebutt Radio Network from 1 to 2. But both shows aboard the USS Alabama at Battleship Memorial Park. We will be broadcasting live from the fantail of the USS Alabama, and it looks like we will have the Mobile Command Unit, our studio on wheels, on the fantail of the Alabama today. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Check that out starting at noon today from the USS Alabama and Battleship Memorial Park. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have not yet been to Montgomery's National Memorial for Peace and Justice, you have yet another winning reason to take your family, your friends, or even just go by yourself. As the memorial is one of several Alabama construction projects that recently took national honors thanks to the Associated Builders and Contractors. The 29th Annual Excellence in Construction Awards will recognize several Alabama construction firms. The Eagle Award was awarded to Doster Construction, the general contractor for the memorial project, in the $10 million to $100 million category. A six-acre park overlooking Montgomery, the project spearheaded by the Equal Justice Initiative, is the first memorial in the country dedicated to the stories of more than 4,400 documented lynching victims. General contractor Braisfield and Gorey received 4 national awards, 2 first-place Eagle Awards, and 2 second-place Pyramid Awards. And here in Mobile, the CSX Bayou Sarah Swing Span Replacement also earned first place Eagle Awards. If you love your music and love discovering up-and-coming artists, or maybe artists who have been in the game for some time, South Sounds Music Festival is just for you. And it's this weekend, and it's quite a weekend, as Art Walk is Friday, and Arts and Crafts Market being organized by the Mobile Arts Council is Saturday and Sunday, and Hank Blue Brewery getting in on the fun with a family-friendly venue. South Sounds 2019 performances run from 6 p.m. Friday through 10 p.m. on Sunday. Website says for the festival, there's no pass or wristband that grants blanket festival access. Some venues, though, use individual ticketing or cover charges like Cedar Street, Social Club, O'Daly's, the Merry Widow, and Blind Mule. But good news, if you want to go to the Cathedral Square stage, you can listen absolutely free. For more information, go to southsoundsfest.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:57, FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, one of those artists, George Porter Jr., going to be at South Sounds, and also will be on tonight at 6, this evening at 6, with Cam Marston and What's Working, as he talks with about a career in music, about the business side of music with George Porter Jr. Should be very, very cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Cam does such a great job in these interviews, and George Porter with just an amazing, interesting life, so it should be a good one tonight.
Yeah, it's coming on at 6 o'clock. Tonight, right here on FM Talk 106.5. We're back for hour number 3. Jeff Poor joins us next. Lots to talk about. Plus, we'd love to talk to you at 343-0106.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Lawmakers in Montgomery will get their first look at a bill that would require developers to consider impacts to schools when planning housing development.